Blog Talk Radio.
Your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, it won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
He has
the miracle to fix your
about the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the Lord what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you, Lord. For the good of them that love the Lord, called according to his purpose, thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell them.
Thank you, Jesus. I have received. You know, I love this song because it talks about receiving.
Hallelujah.
Declaring that you receive, that you're healed, that you're free, that you're made whole. Amen, amen.
And can nobody tell you that you ain't received when you know you have received.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome you all.
Welcome.
Sunday service here.
Welcome to Sunday service.
God bless you all.
People in church this afternoon. I'm looking. The church is filling up. People are driving in or calling in. Whichever one that it is, you know, it's akin like that you are driving in. Like, well, every time we see you light up on the board, it's just like you're driving in to have church with us.
Welcome, church.
Welcome.
What church are you bringing this Sunday? What church? I'm bringing the church of hope and peace and grace and mercy and forgiveness and love. I'm bringing that.
You bringing some of my church in there, too. I'm going to bring some of those same things, but I'm going to bring in some power, and I'm going to bring in some authority. I'm going to bring in some joy. I'm going to bring in some happiness. You know, I'm going to bring church to church.
Amen. So we can church together. Let's church.
That's right.
Amen. Welcome you all. We're just so happy to be here. I want to thank everyone who came out on yesterday to the Ordination Award Service as I was given the award of recognition for the work of God that God has called me to do in ministry, and my husband and his ordination, and those, and Minister Ralford and Minister Davina Dudley on yesterday. Thank you all our church members and those that come in and support all that God is doing. It's not about us, it's about what God is doing in us and understanding. Never make it about man or woman. Understand, make it all about God. And we just thank God. I thank God for the opportunity to be here. We thank God for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made.
That's right. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
For his mercy and his grace.
Yes.
That's anew each and every day. So you all, I'm grateful. I'm in a place of gratefulness.
Stay in that place. Stay in that place of being grateful. You know, when you stay in that place of being grateful, you stay in that place of being just what you said this morning, Pastor, of receiving.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, you all. Let us pray. Thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing, all that you've done. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we want to welcome. I'm sorry, my husband said, Welcome everyone. I'm sorry. I'm just excited. You know, I'm a prayer warrior, and I pray on the dime. When I'm asleep.
Right.
welcome. He said, welcome every visitor. If you said, first time being here with us here in Sunday service on the Preaching the Pastor Show, that we are the Gospel Public Ministries. I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And again, we welcome you. If it's your first time being here in Sunday service with us, we want to personally welcome you today.
Hey, my wife, she's ready to get in. She's fired up. Oh, that's how we need to be. Ready just to deliver that word.
Ready to
receive
and to give. For I said, freely we receive, freely we shall give. So I'm ready to give because I receive. So we thank God. If it's your first time, we just want to say welcome. 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 We want to personally welcome you.
When that word be ready to move, let that word move, and we might can just welcome you in the middle of, you know, that's just how it is. You know, we're supposed to welcome you first, but God say, open up your mouth. Open up your mouth and say, well,
right now,
don't pray right now.
Right, don't delay it because somebody may need that right then and there.
Yes.
Somebody may ask you, can you pray for me? You may be sleepy, tired, or hungry, about to do something, but a person is in need. You should run the service. If somebody is stranded on the side of the road, somebody's been hit by a car, somebody's in need, they have collapsed. You say, wait. I got something to do right there.
Yeah,
do you render
first,
right? Do you render aid? Do you render that service? Oh, no, you know, we're commanded to do that.
Let's
don't delay
it. Yourself to you first and get your name. Let's welcome each other first before I render help.
My God. Again, welcome. Now to pray.
That's right.
Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your name.
Bless you.
Father God, we come give you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. Father God, we ask that you touch every heart and mind right now, God, that's here in Sunday service on today. Lord, we come praying for a new thing, oh God. Lord, we pray that you do a new thing in us, for us, and through us. Lord, we decree and declare by your goodness, oh God, by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your only begotten Son, oh God, that we're walking in our season of work. Breaking miracles in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Miracles in our healing, miracles in our peace, miracles in our joy, in our relationships, in our marriage, miracles in our finances right now, being delivered and set free by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, oh God, that's anew right now, God. We thank you, Father God, that all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do in the life of your children, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you are our protector, oh God, so we don't fear man, oh God, or what man can do, oh God. Oh, Lord, but we fear you, oh God. We know that the knowledge of fear you, is knowledge. It's all we just want to say thank you, God. Lord, we ask that you're operating us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, lead us down the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, bless, oh God, right now. Bless and heal. Bless and deliver. Bless and set free, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough. And yes, we thank you. Lord, I thank you for the life, health, and strength of my husband, our children. I thank you for the life, health, and strength of my mother, my brother, and sisters, my nieces and nephews, aunts and uncles, oh God, every church member and visitor right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, move in a mighty way, oh God, right now. Let there be no more delays, Father God. Move every delay, oh God. We speak to every mountain in our life that's been keeping us from our blessing, that's been keeping us from our healing. We command you to move right now. We cast you in the sea right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I come against every attack right now on our life, our health, our strength, our peace, our joy, our protection with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and the power in his name, and I command you right there to cease your works in the name of Jesus Christ, and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I come against every hindrance spirit, every spirit of confusion, doubt, and disbelief. I come against every spirit of jealousy, our hardness, and hypocrisy. I come against every spirit of greed. I come against every spirit of mammon. I come against every spirit right now that will cause us to not forgive others. I come against every spirit of weakness and tiredness and weariness. I come against every spirit of fighting, every fighting spirit. I come against every spirit right now of rebellion. Spirit of pride, self-righteousness, self-rejection, unrighteousness right now. And I command you to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I bind all sickness and disease and viruses known and unknown to men. I bind you right now. Every ache, pain, and trauma, shock, I bind you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I loose you to go with Jesus Christ. Send you to the day of judgment, to your bones, to the lake of fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I just want to say thank you, God. Lord, we trust you, oh God, for a miracle today, oh God. Oh Lord, call our enemies to bless them, oh God, as you prepare tables, for us, oh God, in the presence of our enemies. We just want to say thank you, oh God, that only you can do it, oh God. Lord, we ask you to step in, oh God, and make a way out of no way for your children, oh God. Make the impossible possible, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, make that as ordinary, extraordinary in us, oh God. Lord, God, for your body are able, you're able, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to your name, God. Oh, my God. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray that you will continue to strengthen my husband, oh God. Oh, Lord, walk with him and talk with him, oh God. Oh, Father God, let him have a conversation with you like you did with Moses, oh God. Oh, Lord, release the anointing of Elijah and unleash upon your servant, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Lord, baptize him right now with the Holy Ghost with fire. Oh, Lord, as he decreases, you may have all the increase, oh God. I don't care what man or a woman says. Lord, we know that you called him and you anointed him, oh God. For such a time as this, and we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my Lord, my God. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. We give it all over to you, Lord God. And then we put in each of us, oh God, our hands, the sword of the Spirit, oh God, the word of God, which we choose to use against all forces of evil. And we declare that we defeat the enemy with the word of God as the Spirit of God leads us according to Revelation 19, 11, and 16. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, God. We put away murmuring, complaining, condemning, and criticizing from each of us right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Lord God, that you are our authority. Jesus is the Lord of hosts, Jehovah's the Father. We now take the sword of the Spirit, and we use the authority that God has ordained us with, according to Luke 9 and 1. For we have been given power and authority over all the devils and demons to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the other powers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you,
Lord Jesus.
We can't thank you enough, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we now intercede for those who have called us to intercede for them. As we're praying and interceding this month of October, we pray the will of God be done in and over us and only who we prayed for. And we'll continue to pray for strengthen us right now, God, and clothe us with your glory, oh God. Let us hear your voice today, oh God. Teach us in your ways, oh God. Keep us. Keep us, oh God. Keep each of us covered in your blood and heal us of every sickness and disease that the devil tries to hit us with in the name of Jesus Christ. Hit our family members with and our loved ones with, oh God. We cover each of us right now. Cover each of us.
Hallelujah.
We cover each of us right now with the shield of faith. And we declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And anything and everything that rises up against the judgment, you shall condemn. But everything we put our hands to shall prosper. For we are like a tree planted by the rivers of living water. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We stand in your word,
thank
Father God. We bless your name. We thank you for the blood, Lord God, that reaches from the highest, the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it flows to the lowest. Understanding that no matter where we at in life, that the blood reaches us. Oh, my Lord, we thank you for the blood that renews us, that makes all things new, that heals us, that justifies us. Lord, we thank you. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ that we're walking in our newness right now. And we thank you, Father God. Lord, we ask you to have your way in this Sunday service. Oh, Lord, right now, that when we get off this call, leaving Sunday service, that we will not be the same, Father God. For you have turned it all around for our good, and we just want to say thank you. We bless your name.
Thank you, Lord.
And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promises of God, it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. God bless you all. Y'all, please excuse me. I am dealing with my mouth something serious. So my words kind of jumbled up. It's because I am really working. I was doing good at one point. Everything was fine. And then I cracked my tooth. So now it's not good. But it's all right. It's all right. So just bear with me. If you're going, what is going on with her speech and her mouth? It's because I'm really having to work to talk. But I thank God we just allow God to have his way. I'm not going to allow anything to hinder me from doing what God has for me to do. And don't you allow anything to hinder you from doing what God has called
That's
you to
right.
do. You just press on and press through to know that God will make a way. Amen. Every time we'll have our scripture from our very own sister, Carol Dillard. Amen. Sister Dillard, you on?
Good evening, folks. Church folks,
good
everybody.
Evening.
Good evening.
Yeah.
Giving honor to
Give
God,
to
who is the head of my life, pastor and minister on the roster. Scripture today is coming from Luke 17:1-6. And it says, he said to his disciples, offenses will certainly come, but woe to the one through whom they come. It would be better for him if a milestone was hung around the neck and he was thrown into the sea than for him to cause one of these little ones to stumble. Be on your guard. If your brother sin, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sin again, you seven times in a day and come back to you seven times and say, I repent, you must forgive him. The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, the Lord said, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. May God have add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his word. Amen. God bless you.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We thank you for the scripture. Amen. Can you give us the scripture again? What book and what verse chapter again?
It is Luke 17:1-6. One is from
Luke 17:1-6. Amen. God bless. God bless
amen.
You all.
Amen.
Again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. At this time, we're going to have a song selection. But before I go to the song selection, I do want to say this before I forget my husband. I'll say what she's about to say. You all here in the Houston, Texas area. We are having barbecue over this evening. So at the Sunday service, if you want to come over. We'll get that information to you. Now, if you don't have our phone number, then you won't be able to contact us. But if you have the number, just text. And then we invite you to come over. So, Sister Minister Darlena Dudley, you're invited to come over. Sister Connie, come on over. Sister Ralph, and anybody else, let us know you're coming so my husband can put some meat on the
right.
Amen.
All right,
God
don't sit down.
Pastor, you okay with that?
God you told you. Me in there. You made a promise now, so I got to get it ready. Amen.
Yes, Lord, change me. I need a change. Hallelujah. How many of y'all need a change? You realize I can't do it by myself. Lord, change me. Welcome back, you all. Sunday service at this time. We're going to have our lesson and word from our very own Pastor Dorsey Manning. May God use you in a mighty way. God bless you. Pastor Manning.
I'm sorry about that. Amen. Thank you so much. Can you hear me? Amen. Thank
yes,
you so much. I had the line muted. We on now. Let's just get right to it. I'm not going to be long. I'm not going to be long at all. I'm just going to give the word of God. Have put on my heart to give, and that's going to be that. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, one more time, Father, you know, for this day that you have given us. Thank you for this day. We thank you, Father God, that you have already given us revelation. You have already given us knowledge, and you've given it to us, Father, for it to be delivered, to flow free. The free to be able to deliver. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word, not our word, but your word. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you be every single word that's in our mouth and every single thought and feeling that's in our mind and in our heart, Father.
Yes, yes, yes,
unclean
yes.
thought, unclean spirit. We bind you right now in the name of Jesus and we loose you from this place.
Yes, yes.
Now, Father, we pray that you allow scripture to instruct. Purpose scripture for us not to add or take anything away from it. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And all that do agree says amen.
Amen.
Well, this morning, if you have your Bibles here, I want you to go with me to Matthew chapter 5. And I want to give you a message on you have God's power to do it. You have God's power to do it. And go with me to Matthew chapter 5. But first, I'd like to say something. You know, there are so many things that we have going on that's in our everyday lives. You know, so many different things. You know, where it is with relationship, or where it is with health, or where it is, you know, with anything that we're trying to do, whether it's financially or whatever we're trying to do, you know, there's so many things, you know, that show up in our lives. And, you know, it could have you in that place to where you feel powerless. You feel like that, I just can't come out of this situation. Or, you know, I've been dealing with this issue for the longest and I don't know what to do. And, you know, you'll be in that place, you know, to where you begin to think about these thoughts. You know, you'll begin to, you know, have feelings. You'll begin to become weak. You'll begin, you know, to become sick. I mean, there's a lot of different things, you know, that'll show up because this is everyday life. It's not just my life, but it's everybody's life. Everybody at some point in their life have something that's going on that they or looking for the expiration date, or when is this going to be over with? So go with me to the Matthew chapter 5, and I want to read right here, Matthew chapter 5. We'll start right here in verse 1, and I'll read a little bit from the Message Bible, and I'll read a little bit from the King James Version. We'll start here in the King James Version. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 1. Now remember, y'all, you know, you have God's power to do it. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 1 says, "And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain, and when he had sat, his disciples came unto him." Now, we're talking about Jesus. We're talking about Jesus here. 2 says, "And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the pure, or the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that do mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." So let me tell you what's going on right here. It's not my word. It's just a word that's going to come from Scripture. Now, this word right here, blessed, we have to realize that right here at this point here, you know, Jesus, he had realized that when he had to draw a crowd. There was a crowd of people that was following him And the reason why this crowd of people was following him, because they realized that he was God, and he had all that they needed, everything that was inside of him. This was the very things that they needed, and they needed this, so they was looking for something to be fulfilled in their life, whether it was they lost a loved ones, or maybe, you know, they were going through some type of financial thing, or whatever it was. You know, they followed Jesus to this place, and he taught them and let them know that they have power. This word blessed. Blessed means you are already empowered to do something. That's what blessed is, that you are empowered to do. Now, these scriptures here does not say that. Now, it does not say that I'm empowered to do this for you first. I mean, actually, it does say that, but it says that you are blessed. See, those of you know that you are blessed, know that you know that you are empowered to do, then you realize that you have God's power to do it. You have God's power to do it, and this is an agreement. You know, Jesus, he spoke and said these things to them, you know, that you are blessed. Blessed are the poor in spirit, because those that are poor in spirit, you know, there is the kingdom of heaven. We have to realize what he was saying here, you know, the kingdom of heaven. See, Jesus Christ, God, the kingdom of heaven, that is God. There is the kingdom of heaven. You know, you have Jesus Christ. He said, you have me. That you are blessed because you have me. I want to read this same verse. I'm going to read the same verse in this same scripture here from the Message part of the Bible. And I read verses 2, Matthew chapter 5 and verses 2. It said, you are blessed when you are at the end of your rope.
My Lord.
It says, with less of you, there is more of God and his rule. Now, that is reassuring to me, knowing that I am blessed when I'm right there at the end of my rope, because we've all been in there in that place of time in our life to where we'd have done all that we can do, and all that we can do ended up putting us in the place where it wasn't even enough. Not only it wasn't even enough, it kept us in that place where we were in pain, where we were in sorrow, where we was in worry, where we were in that place where we noticed not the place that God wants us to be. But Jesus said that you are empowered to do. He said that you are blessed. You're blessed when you're right there at the end of your rope, because this is where, you know, where God, you know, steps in and he turned these things all around for you. You can be able to see God and you can be able to see his rule. What does the rule of God say in your life? He says that you are blessed. You are empowered to do when you be in that place. You are blessed.
Amen. Jesus.
Amen. Verses 3 says, in the King James Version, verses 4 says that, blessed they that do mourn, for they shall be comforted. And over here in the Message Bible, it says, you are blessed when you are feeling that you are lost, and when you have lost your most dear. It says, only then can you be embraced with the one of the most dear. Now, we've all been in that place to where we're mourning, you know, for the loss of a loved one. All because, you know, this is your loved one. This is somebody that is a part of you. This is somebody, you know, that you have deep emotional feelings for, someone that you want to be with for the rest of your life. And, you know, when you lose a loved one, you know, that place of mourning, you know, so, you know, we definitely have compassion for you, but God, you know, have this compassion for you. He said that I am the one that'll be with you in your time of mourning. And that is reassuring for us to know that God is with us, you know, in the hardest times that we could ever face in our life.
Amen.
If you think that God ain't there, then, you know, then you might be in that place of sorrow and mourning for a long time. But when you know that God is there, you say, I am the one that comforts you. We need to realize that anyhow. This is not from this chapter, but we need to realize that any spirit that's inside of a body that is absent from that body, that they are present with the Lord. We need to understand that. Understand that first. So we need to know where our loved ones is at. So we need to know that we are blessed, that we are empowered to do. You're empowered to be in that place of where Jesus Christ is, of comfort, and not be in that place of mourning for a long period of time. We are blessed. We are blessed. I'll go ahead on and read the rest of it. I'll read from 5 all the way to 16, and we'll stop right here. We'll stop right there at 16. Okay, right here at Matthew chapter 5 and verses 6 say, you are verses 7 say, you are blessed when you are content with the just. You are content with the just of who you are. So you are blessed when you are content with just who you are. This is what the Bible is saying to us right here. When you are content with who you are and not worrying about, you know, what anybody else says about you. See, you are blessed because this is that place, you know, where you can see God. See, if you're always in that place of worrying about what someone else thinks about you, you're worried about, you know, how do I look, you know, because I don't want nobody to say this. See, when you be delivered, when you be delivered from people, so you're right there in that place where God can bless you because you're not worried about what the people think. You're just worried about what God has already told you that you are blessed. You're blessed to be able to receive me. So now I can be able to move in your life. I can be able to do things because you're not worried about what the world has to say. You are blessed. You have God's power to do it. You have God's power to be blessed. That's what it is, you know, to be blessed. You are empowered to do. You're empowered to do it. Now, anything that you feel like that you don't have power to do, then you are making a decision of not knowing that you are already blessed. See, that is the agreement. We started out with that first meet to know when God says that you are blessed, that you are blessed. God's not going to tell you that you are blessed for you to think that, you know, I'm still trying to figure out, you know, if God is going to bless me. No, that's not, you know what I'm saying? No, that's not how, you know, God wants you to believe. God wants you to believe that you are already blessed. Because when you know that you are already blessed, then you know that you already have God's power to do it. You're already blessed. You're already blessed.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's just go over here. I told y'all it wasn't going to be long. I told y'all it wasn't going to be long, and I'm not going to be long. The reason why, the reason why that you have God's power to do it, it's because of the things that you are going through that's in your life right now, whatever it might be. It's for a reason of knowing that it is God that is working in you, that is God that is working through you, and it's God that has already worked that thing out. But you have to make the decision that you, the knowing that you are blessed. So when you make that decision of knowing that you are blessed, you make the decision of knowing that you have the power to do. See, God tell you right now that you are the salt of the world. So you are the seasoning of the world. And this is what it says over here in Matthew chapter 5 and verses 13. He says, 13 over here in the King James Version. He said, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherefore shall it be salted? You have been empowered to do, to be the flavor or the seasoning that's in this world that people may see that I remember when you were down on your last leg. I remember when you had lost all hope. I remember when your brother, you know, had to die, or when your mother had to die. I remember when you were in that place. But I'm looking at you right now. And where you at right now is not the place, you know, is where I remembered you. And I don't know how you came up out of that right there place, but I know it must be God that is moving in you. I know it must be God that who is empowering you. I know it must be God that is allowing you to be a light, allowing you to shine in this world. Because if I can see God that can bring you from that place, if I can see you out of that place, and I know God has something for me, I know I can come out of that place. See, that's why that you are blessed. You are blessed to be a blessing to someone else. Or shall I say here, you have God's power to do it. You have God's power to come out of that place. And when you come out of that place, people will see you come out of that place knowing that it is God that is in you. And then they are empowered to come out of that place as well. Amen. God bless you. That's all I had for you today. I hope you were able to receive the word that came from Matthew chapter 5 and the Beatitude. You got God's power to do it. You are blessed. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. We thank God for you, Pastor. May all that you poured out, God, pour back into you mighty.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are blessed. You are blessed, people. You always
yes.
have a music selection. It will be right here from the message. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Remember, you are blessed. You have the power. Use it.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
If I were a drummer, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter a prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker,
My Lord, yes, Lord God, thank you, Jesus. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Have your way, oh God. Use us right now, Father God.
first, Lord, we magnify. We thank you for what you've done, God. What you're doing, God, and what you're gonna do.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. No matter who or what we are, we must praise. No matter what your situation is, we must praise. No matter how bad it get, we must praise. No matter how rich you get, we must praise. No matter how poor you get, we must praise. No matter how embarrassed things get, we must praise. No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
That's right.
We've been called to praise Him. Praise Him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You are this time led by the Holy Spirit. My husband, he preached that word. He gave that word. He said he wasn't going to be long, but he did exactly what God told him to do. And the Holy Spirit is leading me, saying there's nothing else that needs to be added to it. We just want to thank you, Father God, for the word. Thank you for the leading of the Holy Spirit right now. But what I am getting in my spirit to do right now is for me to pray. There are people that need to be prayed for. People that need, we need to come and touch and agree. So at this time, if you're needing prayer, press one. We want to pray with you and for you. We want to come into agreement right now. There's a breakthrough anointing that's on the line right now. There's a breakthrough anointing for your healing. There's a breakthrough anointing right now for your deliverance. There's a breakthrough anointing right now to be free. There's a breakthrough anointing. So right now, by the Holy Spirit of the living God, hallelujah, to pray for you all today, to touch and agree all that you can ask of God to do, that there will be no more delays, that breakthrough will come. We call upon the breakthrough of Jesus Christ, our breaker. He goes before us to break the chains up. The walls, to bring the walls down. We call upon the breaker in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God.
Lord.
If there is one, two, or three,
this
is the time to pray, because I am led to pray. Hey, there won't be no other mess to go forward. There will be no other word right now for you. But if you need prayer, press one. We want to pray for you for your breakthrough. We're decreeing the prayer right now on this line today in Sunday service. Record-breaking miracles for your life, for your children, for your grandchildren, those to come. We want to pray for you right now. You ain't got to hold back. Don't let the devil silence you. There is something that God wants to do in you. He just said you can't do anything. But God wants what we gotta believe. But God wants to do it for you. But you gotta open your mouth. You gotta move in this season. Press one. We wanna pray for you and with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We have someone on the line with the last four digits of your number is 3099. Area code is 847. God bless you. Welcome.
Yes, I'm Northern Sun, and I need a financial blessing.
Amen, amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you. What's your first name, Father?
My name is Learn. I'm Kind Northern Sun. Learn.
Oh, Brother Northern, God bless you. God bless you. We love your mother. We thank God for her. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for your son, Lord God. Brother Northern right here, Father God, you know everything. Lord, you know, Father God, what you're doing, what you're about to do in the life of your son right now, Father God. Lord, he's asking for a financial blessing. So we pray right now for a financial breakthrough, Father God. Lord, we pray that you will open up doors that no man can close and close doors that no man can open, Lord God. Open up doors of financial blessing. Lord, we pray for financial increase right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for financial provisions for your son. Oh, Father God, we ask, we call money to your hands right now.
Lord,
we call money to your bank account right now. We call money to your cash app. If you don't have one, get one. We call money to it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, move in the mighty way, oh God. Oh, Lord, it's you that give us what, oh God. Lord, bless your son, oh God, with the wealth that add riches to us, oh God, but no sorrow. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and by your faith that your finances are increasing right now. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, everybody put his hands to do the prosper in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, give him wisdom, oh God, to get money, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And then he will be wise, oh God, over the spending of his money, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, that you've heard our prayers, oh God, and that you answered our prayers concerning your son, Brother Northern, this day, oh God. Lord, we pray that you will be his strength, oh God, in this season. Oh Lord, to walk it in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray his peace right now. That peace come, oh God. Peace that surpasses all understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, let joy, new unspeakable joy, oh God. We pray, Lord God, for his relationships. I pray for his marriage right now. We pray that you would strengthen God for that in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, make him a good steward of the money that you're about to bless him with, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray right now, Lord God, that you will open up the windows of heaven, oh God, and bless him with a heavenly blessing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you for answering prayers concerning your son right now. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the Bible says that a good man's steps are ordered. So, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you make your son good so all his steps are ordered by you, that he will end up in place that he will surely be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promises of God, it's in Jesus' name we pray. And those that agree say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Northern, we need your amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, amen. The last name is Green. My mother's maiden name is Northern. Yes, yes.
Oh, what's your last name? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Wolf's name is Green. Yes. My name is Lauren Green. I'm Connie Northern's son. Yes.
Oh, okay, let me make sure I'm getting you, because what happened is your line is breaking, and so I'm not, husband, are you getting his name clearly? Because I'm not getting it clearly. I don't know if you're saying Lawrence Green. Okay, okay. God, you know your son. You know, Father God, who we're praying for and about, Lord God. You know Connie Northern, his son, his brother Green. So, Father God, we thank you, and we all say amen. So once we say amen, I mean we all come into agreement with all that was prayed. Brother Green, can we get your amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
God bless you.
Thank
and we wait
God
for the testimony.
That's right.
Amen. God bless you, brother. God bless you. Stay with us here. Stay with us. Amen. All right. I think my mother was here for prayer. Sister Dillard, did you press one?
Yes. Pray for me, strength, and continue with the healing. Jesus.
Yes,
amen.
Father God, we lift up your daughter right now. Lord, by her faith, oh God, we ask that you move in a mighty way, oh God.
Yeah.
So we ask in Jesus' name, Father God, that you increase her in faith right now. And let healing come. We pray for record-breaking miracles and a healing right now in the strength that you give, Father God. Oh, Father God, that she can scale over walls, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, that she can speak to that thing and it shall be established in her life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we uproot every seed that's been planted by the enemy to cause sickness, to cause disease, to cause confusion right now, to cause frustration in the name of Jesus Christ. We uproot every seed that the enemy has planted to cause death, or premature death of any kind, spiritual and or in the natural. We uproot every seed of the enemy right now, and all its roots and tentacles and links. We destroy it right now with the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. You are set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. Walk in your newness on today. Heal, deliver, set free, and bless by the blood of Jesus Christ. Strengthen it by the blood of Jesus Christ. You're a new woman in Christ Jesus. God has blessed you. You are blessed. You ain't got to wait for man to say. God has already called you. Walk in the season of your blessings, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will rain down on your daughter, oh God. Send your word, oh God, and she shall be healed. Lord, her faith, oh God. Lord, increase our faith right now, even more and more and more, oh God. For your God from everlasting to everlasting. Let her walk in it, oh God, from everlasting to everlasting. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for the life, help, and strength of my mother, oh God. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you continue to groom, oh God, for what you have for her to do, in the name of Jesus Christ. For she is a kingdom builder, oh God. For she is a giver, oh God. You said, oh God, that you would lift up her up on sick bed. Oh Lord, do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for the testimony that's being birthed, oh God. We thank you for the miracle that is happening on the side by our faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your presence, oh God. For the Bible said, well, there are two or more gathered in his name, touching in the grave. There he is in the midst. And we thank you for being in the midst and working it all out for our good. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I speak to your lungs. Be healed. I speak to your kidneys, be healed. I speak to your heart, be healed and beat the rhythm of life. I speak to your blood, right now, anything that's in the blood that is calling in the ailment, I command you to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to your blood pressure to normalize itself. I speak to every part of your body, every part of your brain, every part. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I speak to your eyes. I open up high and see in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to your ears to open up and hear what the Lord God is saying in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to your legs, your bones right now, the ligaments. Oh, my, to strengthen me. Strengthen my power in the name of Jesus Christ, in the power in his blood, to walk straight up in the name of our Lord our God. From this day forward, may your life never be the same. May your life be changed for the better. May you walk in your newness.
Hallelujah.
With the glory of God. Oh, Lord, we ask for your glory right now for your daughter. Your Shekinah glory, oh God. Everyone see the glory of you, God. Let your light so shine in the life of your daughter, okay? Like never before, God. That wherever she will enter in the place of their dark, oh Lord, that she will bring the light, oh God. That darkness must see her in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, that she will speak the word, and it shall be accepted in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, thou shalt arise right now with your Holy Ghost with fire. Let her receive tongues of fire to war against the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. That she commands me to come out, and it shall come out. Come on, Jesus Christ. She can whisper, come out.
Come out.
And it has no choice but to come out. And we just want to say, thank
come
you.
Out.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
and we seal this
prayer
with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promises of God, it's in Jesus' name we pray that we believe and that we are saved. And we all say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, my God. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. We love you. We love you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all love on your mothers more. Love on your mothers more. Hallelujah. Love on your mother. I don't care what your mother said or did, passed. Let it go. Love on your mothers more. Call your mother. See what you can do for your mother. Even if they don't need anything, can y'all do that? Do that. Do that. I don't care what happened when you was a child, a kid. Love on your mother, y'all. Love on your mother. Your days will be blessed. Your days will be lengthened. Love on your mother. Amen. Is there anyone else out there that needs prayer? We want to pray for you. We want to pray. You want to get a prayer through. You want breakthrough. Your breakthrough in your prayer life. A lot of us are praying and saying, God's not hearing me. I'm praying and nothing is happening. Let me tell you, we can get a prayer through. So if you want breakthrough in your prayer life, you want God to help you increase the anointing on your life, increase your prayer life, increase your time of studying, you know, because we deal with a lot of distractions in this world. Things come to distract us, people, things on social media. Before you know, you're strolling online, you're on there 2 or 3 hours, and you could have gave some of that time to God. You know, so if you just need that, and you know, just this is the time right here. As I am led, the anointing is high right now on the line. We thank God for his presence right now. Thank you, Father God. And I was saying this morning, and we open up the doors of the church right now. And I was saying this morning as we're on this afternoon, our 12 o'clock prayer call, because we're in prayer, you all, for the month of October at midnight and midday, which is afternoon and midnight, 12 a.m. And I was telling them, y'all, God is able to do it. If God doesn't do it for you, it doesn't mean God is not able. God is able to do all things. Remember that. God is able to do all things. But it's up to God to do it. It's kind of like, I know my husband can fix this. Maybe I need you to fix it. I don't have no doubt that he can do it. It's up to him to decide he's going to do it. So believe, understand, get in that place of knowing that God can do it. It's nothing that God cannot do. And we just ask God to do it for us and trusting God to do it according to his will and his plan and purpose for our life. And we got to get into it. And that's a type of mindset when we pray, Father God, let thy will be done. Lord, I know I want it to be this way, but God, you know the beginning, the end, and everything in the middle. Lord, let your will be done because I know that you are able to do it. But Father God, let your will be done. Amen. At this time, we open up the doors of the church. If there's anyone at this time that needs prayer, we want to offer to you, want to pray with you and for you. If you're looking for a church home, you don't have one, and you decide, you know what, this is the place I want to be, I'm being fed, we extend an invitation of discipleship to you today. So anyone that says, I want to come back. I want to rededicate my life to Christ. This is the time to do so as well. Amen, amen, amen. If I miss anything, Pastor, go ahead.
Hey, Lord,
we thank you. Amen.
Father God. Yes, Father. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for every single one that's in agreement with us this afternoon on the preacher and the pastor Sunday service. For you know every single concern that they have in their mind, every single thing that's in their body,
yes,
every single thing that's in their relationship. And we thank you, Father God, that we serve you, that you are the God of turn it all around. We just want to say thank you, Lord, because when we realize you have already done it in our lives, Father, we also, at the same time, we enter into that place called rest, and we come out of that place called work. Because when we enter into that place called rest, and out of that place called worry, we know that you are working that thing out. So you are a God that is able. We have to realize that you are able, Father God, when we come into agreement with you to knowing that you are able. Because when we first believe, Father God, we know that you are working in our life. And we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord.
We are not
holding on
to anything that we may have said, holding on to anything that we may have thought, holding on to any unclean feeling, any hurt, any pain, any sickness. We are not holding on to it. We're releasing it all to you. You said to cast all your cares on me because I am the one that cares for you. So, Father God, today we're casting all our cares on you in the mighty name of Jesus. And right now we sit down and we take rest. And, Father God, we realize when we take rest, you are already blessing us. You are already working that thing out. You have already have set our financial blessings to our home, our financial blessings to our relationship.
You
have already set of your healing to our body, every single organ, every single tissue, every single cell that operates in our body. It operates to the perfection because of Christ Jesus, because of the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of us. When you say, let thy will be done, let thy kingdom be in us, Father, that you are the kingdom that is inside of us. Christ Jesus, you are inside of us, and because that you are inside of us, you are turning it all around, every single thing
God,
that's about us on the inside.
Thank you, Lord.
You change us from the inside out, and then you come on the outside, and people may see you, Father God, that we are your light, Father God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We
thank
do
you,
enter
Lord.
That place called rest, sitting down, Father. That is the highest form of faith, is trusting and believing
thank
in God
you,
that God has already done. That's the reason why you sent Jesus Christ here to this world, to die for every single sin, for every single disease, every single disease, every single virus, every single fault, every single thing for us, Father. You have made yourself a ransom for our life, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for giving your life for our life. And now we can have life. We can walk in that place called prosperity. We can walk in that place called holiness. We can walk in that place called healing.
Jesus.
We can walk in that place called deliverance. We can walk in that place called forgiveness. We can walk in that place called salvation because you are our God and who we trust and with great confidence, Father, and who we do rely on every single day.
Yes,
we just want to say
thank you,
Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus,
for allowing
us to be in this place, Father God, as where you are.
Thank
and we will
Jesus.
Always be
amen.
In this place, Father God.
Amen.
You.
Thank you, Lord. Yes,
amen,
Lord.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. At this time, we receive our tithes and offering. You can send those to Pastor Chantel at Cash App or on Facebook at Tawani Kamani, or you can do it another way by going to a Walmart and sending it to Tawani Kamani. The name is spelled TYWANIQUEKYA. No, I'm sorry, put it Dorsey Manning. I'm sorry, DORSE Manning, MANNING, Dorsey Manning at Walmart. And let us know. You all, basically, everyone has our information. If not, you can contact us and we'll give it to you directly. God bless you all, those that are tied. And Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, as we pay our tithes according to your word. In Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the 7 promises that you have given us as a tither. And Heavenly Father, you know that we tithe, and we ask you to revive us, oh God, because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3:10, and those that have given an offering. Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word that heaven will pour out a blessing on us, that there shall be no room enough to receive. And Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes, that we will be prosperous. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us. And we thank you. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to rebuke the devourer right now for our sakes because of our obedience into you and paying our tithes and giving offering. Heavenly Father, your word says that you promise to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. Heavenly Father, we ask not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground because of our obedience. obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, I ask that, Lord God, that our vine not cast its fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us and our family members, our finances, our fruits, and our ground, because we are obedient to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep our families and our finances, our fruits and our grounds, and bless us with your seven blessings of a tither, as it is written in Malachi 3. We ask you, oh God, to give us a fulfillment of the seven blessings of a tither, according to John 16 and 23. Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithes, oh God, because you have blessed us, and we receive the blessings right now. Father, cause all the nations to call us blessed, because we are tithers in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory, amen. And we all say amen. At this time, we're going to have our announcers from Sister Kara Dillard. We thank God for everyone that's here. Sister Dillard, where are you? There you go.
Again,
God bless you, Sister
Dillard. The month of October is intercession prayer at 12 midnight and 12 noon. And you can call the number at 732-434-2510. On Wednesday night, we have Bible study. And the number we call for Bible study is 845-277-9213. Then on Thursday night, it is the preacher and the pastor show. And you can call that number at 845-277-9213 at 8 o'clock.
Amen.
Sunday service at 2 o'clock. Minister training has been rescheduled for November the 10th at 7 o'clock p.m. The class will run on Tuesday at 2 and on Saturday at 12 p.m. for 6 months. Disciple class.
I'm sorry.
Sorry,
Sister. Sister Dillard. I hate to interrupt you. If I gave it to you wrong, it's supposed to be 7 p.m. on Tuesdays. It'll start 7 p.m. Tuesday at 7. Sorry about that. If I sent it over wrong, it should be 7 p.m. on Tuesdays.
7 p.m. on Tuesday and 2 o'clock on Saturday.
12 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay, yeah, it's twice right. For 6 months.
Okay.
And then the discipleship class will begin in January of 2020. And we will be going next Sunday out to feed the homeless. So if you want to contribute or come with us, you can contact Pastor Chantel at 346-719-3349. Y'all have a blessed day. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, you all. This is a month of breakthrough, you all. Make sure, if you have not had a chance to get on the prayer call, at least try to get on there once. I'm telling you, God is doing an amazing thing with all that is trusting, understand, believing. Not just anybody, just to get on the line, just say, I get the faith to say, I got on. But those that are believing, God is moving in a mighty way. And so we thank God again. If you can, we're there at 12 midnight and 12 noon, faithfully. And we're going to stay right there. Amen. At this time, we'll have our benediction from our very own Pastor Dorsey. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I made a God that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd. That great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you which is well and pleasing in thy sight, of Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all again. Congratulations again to Ministers Kimberly Rufford, Minister Darvina Dudley. God bless you. May God use you mighty. Pastor Darcy Manning. Yesterday, Apostle Miriam for hosting the event along with all the ministers and the prophets and pastors on the roster on yesterday. God bless and congratulations to those. We celebrate you. Again, if you want to come out and have eat with us, have barbecue, let's have let's fellowship together and break bread on today. You should have an invitation from yesterday and on your text message. If you're here in Houston, we invite you to come out and break bread with us on today. Let us know you're coming. Just text us and let us know you're coming so we can make sure we have more than enough food for you. Amen. I bless you all at this time. Anytime you get ready, just come. We have meat ready. We're going to put some on a pit down. I mean, my husband, I'm just going to put the beans on and everything, get everything set up. All right. So if you can get it around 5, that's good. Year round 4, that's good. We gave you some. Okay. Okay. Amen. We bless you all at this time. Mm-hmm. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement mm-hmm. for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. Mm-hmm. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. Mm-hmm. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. Mm-hmm. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you every day of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and an addition. We bless you to increase in work. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray and we believe and that we are saved. You all be blessed. God bless you. We love you. Take care. See you all later. Amen. Take care. All right. God bless you. I love you, babe. God bless you.
Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah,